Well, good morning. It's a privilege to be back home, be back with you. You know, you've been gone away from home when you think it's a privilege to be at home church, right? I'm only half joking about that, though. We should always, always view it as a privilege to be in the house of the Lord. And especially at home, or especially where you call home, where you hang your hat or whatever. But it's a privilege to be here. You know, not every place on the earth, people have this opportunity. And even when they do have the opportunity to do it, they don't have the comforts that we enjoy. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's a struggle sometimes to get folks to come and sit down on a padded pew in an air-conditioned building. You know, it's crazy. And I know we joke around about it, but that's how we can get in our life. And not so much just in the church, but even in our own homes. You know, we can be sitting in our homes and sit there and be sitting there with a remote and it's not working, you know, because the batteries are run out. And we just, oh, man, life is hard. Why are things so a hassle to us? Because we get soft, we get complacent. You know, this world is not a friend to God. There's a lot out there that's going to be opposed to what's in this book. Amen. And we need, in ourselves, to take courage and virtue. You know, Peter would say, add to your faith virtue. And that's where I'd like to start this morning, as 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter writes unto us, as Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a mouthful right there. There's a lot of teaching right there, but we don't have the time to go through everything, right? But verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power, he hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Glory and virtue. Let me keep on reading. Verse 4, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in this world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. I just want to deal on those two things right there. There's plenty more to go, and we could read more. And you know, it's almost like going coincides with the fruits of the Spirit. Everything that we need to do to help us to be a better Christian, to be a better church member, to be a better follower of Jesus Christ. But those two right there, virtue and knowledge. One of the things about the knowledge is we have different types of knowledge, right? You go to school and you learn certain things about your skill, about whatever you're trying to do. That's the knowledge that you learn. But then we have the knowledge of His Word. We need to be studying His Word. Was it, I think it's Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Is that right? Okay. All right. Got it right. Good sign. Good. Okay. Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. So the Lord gave us His Word for us to learn it. And not just to sit on Sunday mornings and listen to a preacher and then that's the only learning from the Bible that you get. No, our responsibility is to go home. Read. Read it every day. Let this be a normal thing that you do in your life. Because that's how you're going to increase in your knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I forget who the quote was for, but I like the quote talking about, you know, people going off to school and stuff like that. It says, don't let schooling get in the way of your education. Don't let schooling get in the way of your education. Brethren, don't let the world get in the way of your knowledge of the Lord. Don't let the world creep in and distract you from doing this. And that takes courage to stand up and say, I'm going to do what's right.
Amen, Brother Amen.
Like I said earlier, this world is not a friend to God. Godliness is not always going to be popular. Now, we're blessed to live in this area where it is popular. You know, you could pretty much talk to most anybody around, and you could say things about the Lord and tell them about what you believe in God, and they'll either agree with you, or even if they don't agree with you, they're nice and kind about it because they're godly people. There's some places around that that's not the case. And it may even get worse in this area. But even if it does, what are we going to do? You know, I remember that woman, the psalm, I can't recall the address, but if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? Well, the righteous, first and foremost, need to look up and remember that we have a high priest. We have an almighty God that we serve. And he is the risen Savior. And he has all power. These people on earth, you know, there's some people on this planet that have great power. Control a lot of things. Have dealings with a lot of control. But brethren, the Lord holds this world in his hand. And he can turn the heart of the king whithersoever he will. We keep that in our foremost of our minds. That God is in control. He is still on his throne. So it doesn't matter who is in charge here on this earth. God's in control. So let's cling to that. But again, that takes courage. That takes virtue. So I looked up some things about virtue. I wanted to see what, you know, I looked up at several definitions. You know, it's crazy. Nowadays, you can look up a definition here, and if that one doesn't fit you, you can go search for something else and eventually find something that you want, right? That's just how it is nowadays. Something doesn't fit what you think, you can eventually find what fits your mind. But we're not supposed to do that, right? We're supposed to be increasing our knowledge in Christ and following his word. But again, I wanted to see what some definitions were about virtue. And the most common ones I found was conformity to a standard of right. Conformity to a standard of right. Can you get any more right than the Word of God?
No.
Next one I says is a particular moral excellence. Is there any more of a moral excellence than the Word of God? No. The next one I found was manly strength or courage. You know, there's a couple of times in this word where it says, quit ye like men. And that's not, you know, it's not trying to be sexist or anything, because some people, I tell you, some people read this word through worldly eyes. And they pick and choose what they want to hear. They pick and choose what they want to see. We're supposed to be reading this word with Christ on our minds. With Christ, the one who gave his life for us. Who wants the very best for us. Now, I'm not saying he's going to grant us a Lamborghini or Ferrari or a big mansion house or whatever and pockets just flush with cash. But he wants the very best for us. Because what has he prepared for us? The very best. Our home is in heaven. So what if we have to deal with some things here in this life? It's but a vapor, right? You know, it's kind of weird to think about, and kind of, you know, some people might think it's morbid, but, you know, out in the cemetery, you have your name on a stone, and there's a date that you were born and a date that you died, and there's a dash. That's your life. But a dash. If you think of times of eternity, our life is just of nothing but a vapor. So the things we have to deal with here on earth, it's just but a moment. We have better things awaiting us. We have a better country to go. So why not take courage? Increase our knowledge of this Lord the only Lord. You know, there's other places where people call people lords, other people that call them kings or whatever, but we serve the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Almighty. Let us increase our strength and courage in Him. You know, we can go to the gym and work out and increase strength, but real strength comes from Christ Almighty. Being strengthened by His strength and taking courage. And if we go down to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, it's for these things be in you. Talking about those lists. I told you we don't have the time to go through, but the list. But please read it, you know. It says, for these things be in you and abound. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Neither be barren nor unfruitful. If these things be in you and abound. We need to learn of these things. We need to increase our knowledge of Him. And how do we increase our knowledge of Him? By reading His Word. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, right? It's profitable for us for those things. And in verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. This word is a thorough furnisher for what we need in this life. It's the true, inerrant word of God. And if we're going to increase knowledge in anything in this life, let's increase our knowledge of Him. Don't you want to know Him? You know, when you want to get to know somebody, you spend time with them, right? You spend some time with them, sit down with them, talk with them, visit with them. That's how you get to know somebody. Well, how we get to know Christ is by spending time with Him. Amen. And we can spend time with Him by reading His Word. We can commune with the Lord Himself. Have you given that much thought that we could actually sit down and commune with our Heavenly Father? One day we will face to face. But right now, we can enjoy time with Him by reading His Word. You know, yesterday we enjoyed a time of fellowship and communion here in the church, where the saints of the church get to sit down and commune with one another and remember the sacrifice of our Lord. But we can commune with our Heavenly Father each and every day. You know, we can talk to Him wherever we are. You know, sometimes it chokes me up to think that no matter where I am in this life, no matter where I find myself, I can talk to my Lord. Amen. You know, growing up, there were some times where I was off and I couldn't talk to my mama or I couldn't talk to my daddy. I had questions I wanted to ask, but at the time I couldn't talk to them. They weren't around. I wasn't anywhere close to them. But I could talk to Him. I could talk to my Heavenly Father because He's with me. So I want to be with Him. And the best way I can be with Him is following His Word. But again, that takes courage. Some people say, yeah, I want to follow the Lord, but as soon as life gives them a little rock, they fall to pieces. Because they didn't have the courage and the faith in our Lord. You know, there's a difference between believing in God and believing God. You know, those disciples, when they were in the ship and they were fearful for their life, and I guarantee you, if I was right there with them, I'd be fearful for my life too. I'd be scared to death. The Lord would say, one place, He said, where is your faith? Where have you no faith? Brethren, we need to take courage, strengthen ourselves in the Lord, and follow Him. Because a lot of times, this word and living godly is not popular. The world hates it, Satan hates it, and he's going to try to destroy it wherever he can. I like to think about the devil as a chained dog. You know, he can bark and drive you crazy. But if you don't get in the length of his chain, he can't bite you. Don't give him a chance. Don't give him an opportunity. Flee from those things. Learn of God, and he'll show you the right way. I love Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, showing me where I'm at, and a light unto my path, showing me where to go. The word of God can direct us, can lead us. The Lord can put impressions upon our heart to help us to make decisions in this life. You know, in this life we have choices. One of the choices that we need to be making is following him. But again, that takes courage. That takes strength. Because this world is going to try to knock us down every chance it gets. But if it does knock us down, that's fine. Get back up. Move forward. I love to think about the armor of God. And we don't have time to... Dad's got to have some time today. So I want to take some time to go over there and to talk about the armor of God. But, you know, talking about the shield of faith and the sword and the breastplate and the helmet of righteousness and girding with truth. Everything of those feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of truth. All those things are for front. Everything is from the front. Why? Because we're supposed to be facing the battle. We're supposed to be moving forward, always abounding, always moving forward. Even if it's just inch by inch, keep going. Take courage and virtue in him and move forward in this life. Because if we're facing the battle, the Lord has our back. The times that those fiery darts hit us, those times that we get crushed by the world, those times that the world seems to be bigger than our problem, everything coming down upon us is when we've turned away. We've turned away. And we've gotten into back. Let's take virtue. Add to your faith, those faith. You know, we've been blessed this weekend to be talked, to learn about faith and having all the stuff that we've been, everything that was talked about Apostle Peter. You know, Peter, you know, he was the one that said, Lord, I follow you unto death. I believe him. I believe he was sincere. And if we're like that, and we're saying, Lord, I'm willing to follow you to the death, then, brethren, we need to adorn ourselves with his armor and have our strength in him and face the battle and not turn away. But we need to add to our faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. So, brothers and sisters, let us take courage. Be strong and very courageous. You remember how the Lord was speaking to Joshua at the time when he was called. Be of a good courage. You know, Paul would tell Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier. Times may be hard, but endure hardness as a good soldier. A good soldier of the cross, facing the battle, always moving forward. And I want to go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15. You know, because a lot of times we face in the battle, a lot of times, we're, like I said, it's just a dredge. You know, it's just an inch by inch. It seems like everything's coming against us. Everything, it seems like there's no hope. It seems like there's just everything's coming around us. But brethren, if we're taking virtue, taking that great courage, increasing our knowledge, trying to read his word, follow him, adorning ourselves with that armor so we can face the battle and move forward. Remember, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labors are not in vain in the Lord. If the labors are not in the Lord, then they're in vain. But that's why we need to take knowledge of him, learn of him, follow him, and our labors will not be in vain. So add to our faith virtue and knowledge. There's many more in that chapter, but those are the two that I wanted to be. Virtue and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you.